The Ghana Federation of the Disabled has launched a media campaign in Accra to underscore the important role persons with disability play in the success of the December elections. People with disabilities also want the Electoral Commission to make the entire electoral environment more accessible to them. Vice President of the Ghana Federation of the Disabled, Yao Ofori Deborah, who launched a media project, admonished the media to interrogate political parties and question candidates if their manifestos make provisions that address the needs of persons with disabilities. Rebecca Ekpe brings us more on the media campaign.
The Ghana Federation of the Disabled GFD media campaign will serve as a platform for people with disabilities to confront some of the issues paramount to them that needs to be addressed by stakeholders before the 2012 elections. GFD embodies the Ghana Association of the Deaf, Ghana Society of the Physically Disabled, and the Ghana Blind Union. What exactly is the Ghana Federation of the Disabled expecting to achieve under the media campaign? Yao Ofori Deborah is the vice president.
This year is the election year, and each citizen of Ghana is expected to take part in the electoral processes. And persons with disability have their rights to also get active part in the process. Persons with disability have challenges.
What are some of the challenges?
In the case of the blind, for example, over the years, we were voting with assistance from our other relatives, friends, and other people that actually are close to us. And sometimes we have to be supported by even the electoral offices. This we realize that it's not the best way to go about, because voting is expected to be secret, and we should vote independently. And we are asking the Electoral Commission this time to ensure that all polling stations have scattered ballots so that people will, all blind and low vision people, will go there and use it to vote. The previous election, some polling stations were supplied with this ballot system, but you go to other places and they were not there. Secondly, our brothers and sisters in wheelchairs and those who use crutches, they have found it difficult to go to places that are higher up. And for that matter, we are also appealing to the Electoral Commission and all those who actually have something to do with the elections to ensure that they are actually not deprived of this right by putting the polling stations at accessible places. And in the case of the deaf, they need to be supported, either EC getting somebody who can help in communication.
Any other concerns, Mr. Ofori Deborah, that you would like the Electoral Commission to address before the elections?
We want Electoral Commission to also make sure that the information concerning the elections are also made available to persons with disability, especially the blind and the deaf.
You hear the Vice President of the Ghana Federation of the Disabled, Yao Ofori Deborah, in that interview with Rebecca Epe.